For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no, we're not starting with the draft, but thank you for the open.
Wow.
No, one more time, Kat. We'll get to the lines later, including wide receivers deleting their social medias and things. I will have to have Kenny and Rico translate. No, we're going to start with, to me, the best Pistons win in a decade, and it's setting up Thursday night the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. I have a question, Ricardo, for the people.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask them to aid me with this. Look, last night's game, there's so much to unpack with it because, on one hand, you watch it, I watch it, and you go, I never felt like the Pistons were going to lose. It never felt that way. Cutscene. We're tied with a minute to go. So, okay, hard to square the circle there. Cade was the best player on the floor. He was fabulous. I couldn't be more effusive in my praise of game one, poopy pants. Game two, all NBA performance. Tied with a minute to go. And then you look at, like, stats. And I nerd out on stuff. You dominated them on the glass. Mm-hmm. And look, you're both top 10 rebounding teams. You kicked their ass on the glass, plus 15 margin. You got to the line. Plus 14, I believe, on the free throws, including, I think the Knicks had two at the half. You dominated free points, you dominated second chances, and you had the best player on the floor. Tied with a minute to go, and I'm like, how are we here? How did this happen? All I know is they got one in New York. I need the people to help me because, Rico, here's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if this is an overreaction. I want to know if this is the will of the people. And you know. I just shoot you straight on stuff. Rico, the winner of Thursday night's game is winning this series. There's something, it's like Stephen A. in the song we play T-shirt time. There's something wrong. Like, the Knicks are playing so badly. And Thibodeau, the only thing worse than his demeanor is his comb over. And you're looking
it's
at,
unfair.
It's not unfair. Mama's calling. Shave it.
Let's not make it personal. But
it's not personal. I'm trying to help the guy. Bald is beautiful. Look, Rico, I'm looking at it and I'm telling you that, yes, even if Cade's the best player on the floor, which I'm not ready to go there overall. Last night he was. The Knicks have so much more talent. But if it doesn't play well, they're not hitting open shots. They're crying. They're doing their little, you know, look, you saw the politicking from Tibbs after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That means the Pistons got them right where they want them. Am I overstating whoever wins Thursday night at what should be a venomous snake pit at LCA wins the series?
No, you're not.
Is that factual or fiction?
No, Mike, I think it's fair. I think it's fair, and I'm going to add to that.
Yeah, oh, please.
The reason why I think so is because what you're talking about with Tibbs politicking. It depends on how Thursday night's game is going to be called. If the game is called like it was last night, Pistons will win this thing. They'll win the series. You want to know why the Knicks look absolutely horrible and could have hit a shot in the fourth quarter, they were dead tired. Why? The Pistons were on them like a wet blanket. They were everywhere. It was stifling, and they had to work for every shot. So at the end of the game, no one had any gas left in them. If the refs go back and let them play how whenever, then the Pistons are going to be in a lot of trouble. But watching that game last night, I felt as if I went in a time machine and I was watching late 90s, early 2000s basketball where, son, you didn't bleed, so you're not going to get that call.
That was a war.
You get knocked down to the floor. The referees are literally saying, get up. I'm not calling that. What? What do you want me to say? It went both ways, okay? It really did. Because I'm looking at this like, man, that's Jalen Brunson getting knocked to the floor, and he's not getting the call. Yeah, okay, well, I guess we're going to play this game. I thought it would change, but it never did. It stayed that way.
The other problem, too, you can just miss me with all this. I'm not doing 4 hours of Brunson slander. Any great player in the league, they hunt fouls. Okay, I don't need a lecture about ethical scoring. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy who's going to win the MVP, I guess, is an unethical scorer. His name is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm not doing it.
Let me just stop you right there. It's actually smart play. If I get my man in air, then I'm going to lean into them and shoot the ball. And that's going high school level to pro level. That's just called a smart player.
Brunson's one of the great shot makers in the league. Full stop. All right, yes. Does he want to get to the free throw line? Of course he does. He's 4 feet tall. But he posts you. He'll hit threes. He'll dribble drive. He's got a mid-range floater. Like, it is what it is. I'm not getting into that crap today. The bottom line in all of it, here's the other thing that kind of has got me on the verge. Like, I'm very excited. I talked to Stoney yesterday. Like, I wasn't here last week, so I didn't get to make a pick. I would have selected Nixon 6. Like, I thought the Pistons could get a couple, but here's what got me Thursday. Do you see the spread? Yeah. I know. Uncle Mikey is doing his little thing here. Hold on.
Cash the ticket.
No.
Download it, folks.
It opened up Knicks -1.5, mm-hmm. and that was like alarm bells. Right now, people, right now, Minnie Hooper has a boner. It is currently your Detroit Pistons are 1.5-point favorites. It has crossed the Bifrost. Mm. The Pistons in a home, ending their losing streak. At home.
RIP 15-game streak.
Our favorite in a home playoff game.
Yeah.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, if they win Thursday night, it might be. I just would like to hear from you guys. Look, there's a lot to it. You can say your team played well. You did. You can say the Knicks didn't. The delta between these two teams is going to require that. If the Knicks play their A game, you're not beating them. But they haven't. They just haven't. Now, they've outplayed you both fourth quarters. That's a problem. But you split the difference and got what you needed. Now, Thursday, do you know all the pressure's on?
New York.
It's not us.
New York. I mean, it's a cliche, but it's because it's true, Mike. Series starts when the visitors win a game.
Oh, geez.
No, but it happened because now
it's James Blasta in the afternoon.
No, because now, Detroit feels a little more comfortable coming back home in their own surroundings. And that's why, yes, if the Pistons can go out there and take game three, this is a whole different set. And now we may find out what's truly wrong with the Knicks because they haven't played well. And if the Knicks would have won last night, Mike, they would have stolen two games in this series. The Pistons should be telling themselves we should be up 2-0 coming home.
Part of what's wrong,
but we gave away a game.
Is Tom Thibodeau. I don't need to hear Thibodeau crying about officiating. How about you wake the F up with that Gene Katie pork chop comb over and you demand Cat get a touch? Look, it's just not your problem here in Detroit. I'm just making a point. Politicking is one thing, crying's another.
All right,
you can miss me with that, Tibbs.
for 20 seconds. I know we're not doing a WFAN, but
what?
How in the world, when you're down three with a minute to go, he never touched the ball. You weren't down where you had to shoot a three. You had a minute to go. So if you get a layup,
yeah,
maybe he gets fouled. It's an and look, one, or you're just down one. I'm like, how is Cat not touching the ball?
Right, and that's a YP, not an MP.
Right.
That's a your problem, not our problem.
Right, that's what I said.
But here's where I think your comment is relevant. And no, it's not about FA. It's not about doing New York radio. It is, are we going to see another game in this series where Karl Anthony Towns doesn't attempt a shot in the fourth quarter?
Right.
See, all of that, and you're tied with a minute. So I'm still keenly aware of the talent differential between the two teams. But the Pistons clearly have a more coordinated attack right now. Tibbs did not respond well. I didn't think the Knicks responded well. The Pistons had a plan. We talked yesterday. I know you weren't here. You know, when the Knicks were blitzing Cade in the opener and how Duren was the guy always on top of the key and he looked like Ben Carter. I shouted you out yesterday. A lot of it yesterday was more Schroeder, more Cade off the ball, or at least getting him the ball in the half court in action where, okay, we can't blitz him. Look, you had a plan. Bickerstaff did a hell of a nice job. You out-rebounded him by 15. You outshot him at the free throw line by 14. Cat didn't take a shot, I don't believe, the last 18 minutes of basketball. Look.
You scored the same amount of points in the second half as Cat.
That's phenomenal. So look, wow, that's when you put it like that, it's not even insulting. But here's my question. Where are you guys at with it? Look, Thursday to me, it's the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. You have an opportunity to take a command position in a series, and I know I've got like 0-4 PTSD, but there's a little bit of Lakers vibe from the Knicks that you only get to see in a series. Anything before, yeah, like if it's Costa gripping his flagpole, I don't care. That's just fan idiocy. When you watch a series and you actually talk sports and you see it unfolding in real time, no, that's a conversation. And in the words of Stephen A., something is wrong. There's just, they're not right. And it's not Brunson.
No.
Brunson's healthy.
Mike, in this series, what the Pistons have been up about, what, 91 or 92 minutes out of both games?
That sounds like, right.
They just sounds right. Dominate. Like,
well, last night, did you ever think the Pistons were losing? From onset.
You know what?
I didn't. No, I'm saying once the game started. Forget about the whole prediction radio garbage.
No. When all of a sudden it hit tie game, I was just like, not again.
You
cannot lose this like this again, where you lost a double-digit lead.
I know.
And then
they'll learn how to close games better. They still are young. Your veterans aren't good enough. They'll learn. That's an acquired thing. Does Cade show signs of being a guy that can be a killer at some point? Yes.
Yes. I didn't have Schroeder to hit the three. I'm thinking, no. Okay. Yeah. All right. That works.
Okay. Exactly.
I didn't see that one. I'm like, okay, give it back to Cade. Fine, Cade. Why are you shooting? Okay.
Well, Brunson screwed up the switch.
Yeah.
Look, Schroeder had no choice but to take that shot. You know, Brunson drop covered, and all of a sudden, all right, I'm open. I got to take it. And I thought Schroeder was great last night.
No, he was.
We said it. For the short term, I'm happy to have the guy around. I'll never pay that guy a four-year deal.
I mean, the three before that is it bounced all around. I'm like, okay, maybe let's not shoot anymore. Okay, let's just take that one.
It went in.
It did.
They all count.
Right, it did.
I mean, the Knicks had one when the bank was open. Yeah, then the Pistons get to enjoy good shooting touch.
That's true.
Come on now.
That's true.
But does the winner Thursday night win the series? I don't know who's going to win Thursday night. I kind of lean in your direction. I don't know, man. I feel like Pistons may get Tibbs fired. You hate to see it. Yeah, I hate the Knicks.
You get game three, and you get to sit in a spot where you haven't sat in a long time since the going to work Pistons where you're expected to win the series.
God, they won a playoff game. That streak was gross. All right, be curious. We'll get to the people. So see what everybody's got to say. Yes, we're going to get to J-Mo. Yeah, I know what it means when a player unfollows his team. Do it at the top of the hour.
No.
Okay. What do you want from me, man? I don't make the news. I just report.